Now, Ed, when we were introducing you to the Bramham horse trials earlier in the year, I know you were particularly impressed with the Dewberry stand there. You thought it was a wonderful, charming sort of environment.
I felt myself drawn to it, and I feel myself drawn to it today.
And today, actually, because we're at the Land Rover Burley horse trials, it's a added bonus because we have the legendary Charles with us as well. How are you, Charles?
I'm very well, thank you very much. Good morning.
Were you at Bramham this year?
No, I miss Bramham. It's my favourite show of the year, as you know. However, I was on the continent.
Because Dewberry are indeed expanding globally because the quality is being recognised. Share with us how Dewberry are gradually growing.
Well, what we're doing is we've decided to have a go with Dewberry in Scandinavia this year. So I've been working over there quite a lot. It's a very big market. Our product fits into Scandinavia perfectly because it's very good in the snow and they have a lot of bad weather. And so we've been doing the horse shows and the lifestyle shows there, seeing whether we can get some momentum built up and on our way.
As I say, the quality of the product cannot be underestimated. I was a little surprised to see that outside, of course, we had the traditional Dewberry bucket of water, but the chap who was standing in the bucket of water seems to have gone AWOL.
Well, I can't do everything, you know.
I've seen him. The guy that was standing in it before, he just walked past you.
See,
so he is here. Yeah.
Get back in the bucket immediately. Ed, questions for yourself.
Yeah, you must be really, really proud on a day like today. It must really showcase what you do all the way through the year, does it?
Absolutely. I mean, this is one of our biggest events of the year internationally, and we do the States as well. This is where we're all together. This is one of our favourite shows in the world, and you've got the whole product range. We've got our full complement of staff, and it's a lovely show to be at.
As ever, I noticed that the glamour quotient, boys and girls, but obviously I tend to go more for the girls at this particular stage, has been maintained. I mean, it's like stepping into one of those elite modelling houses, I find, Charles. What's the selection procedure?
It's quite simple. I'm not sure whether it's very PC, but if I fancy them and they've got great personalities, then come work for them.
Genius.
Well, there you are. It's as simple as that. I mean, that's what makes the world go round, I guess. Yeah.
We must introduce that with respect to Siren. Nicola Clancy sends her very best. Sadly, she couldn't be with us this time round, but she does remember the fact that last year, in this very bar, in fact, because we're currently in the Dewberry Bar in the actual store itself, which is fantastic, in the field in Burley, you were just trying to actually remove her knapsack, whereas, in fact, it was a random view that it was, in fact, her bra that you were trying to remove.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's quite right, too. That's okay. Moving on, Charles. Any new lines you'd like to sort of talk about in terms of things you have been introduced to? Is it a case of, look, the product's so good, we don't have to change it?
No, we have got some very exciting new products that we've added this year. And today and yesterday is the launch of the autumn-winter collection. And we've got some new beautiful tweed jackets for ladies, some proper Gore-Tex outerwear. And we've got some new shoes and jackets for the men, from both the lifestyle and the proper outdoor country section as well.
And I've even detected some Irish accents coming across in the old sort of people there. So have you actually managed to get the old country represented?
We have indeed. We've got a flagship store now in Dublin in College Green. We've been bringing over the staff from there this year to Bampton Burley in the Game Fair. One, for training, and two, because they actually work full time in a shop. In a store environment, so they actually know the products better than some of our own staff here, who are part-time students.
I think last year we spoke about doing a year in the life of Dewberry. I think that needs to be actualised, Charles. I think I see you as very much at the forefront of that whole setup there. Fantastic. Obviously, we head off to presumably various events. We've got Olympia coming up in December. We've got Birmingham, the NEC. Do you cover that?
Yes, we do. We've got quite a few between now and then. Next week is on this circuit is Blenheim Horse Trials, and we'll all be going from this one to that one. And then, yes, we've got Hoy's Horse of the Year in the NEC at the beginning of October.
I think, Ed, it's only right that we should actually raise a glass and toast the success of Dewberry. Here's to Dewberry. And Charles, excellent. Superlative as ever.
Yeah, it's lovely to see you both. Yeah,
very
welcome.
Much. Yeah. Right, now, Charles, as I mentioned, the quality and range of the intellect, the challenge, the whole range of folk you've actually got here is as high as ever. Would you like to introduce this fabulous soul who's just going to have a few words with us now?
Yes, this is Emily. Emily's been with us 3 years now, and her big sister Tara used to work for us. And we're very pleased to have Emily, who's at Exeter University.
Emily from Exeter University. How's it been on the circuit this year?
Our circuit's been amazing. It's been so busy. Obviously, a lot of the shows were cancelled a couple of years ago. So
you were there then? I can't believe you were chronologically gifted enough to be there then.
I was gifted enough to be there. But no, it's great. Like, we obviously have constant people coming in. And it's nice to have people who always, like, you know, repeat clients come in and stuff. So it's lovely. And we've got a new range, which has been really successful.
And do you find your sister Tara says, Emily, I hope you're actually always maintaining this, this, this and this for standard sakes?
Yeah, obviously, like, we have so much fun on the stand and stuff. It's nice to hear her stories and then be like, well, we've got some new ones now. So it's good to back and forth.
Absolutely. Ed?
Does anything surprise you? I mean, do people come in and ask fairly random questions?
I'll put you on the radio.
Yeah, you get so many random questions, but you kind of just take it in your stride. I mean, DeBarry's a bit random itself anyway, so... Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. And it's a bit cooler today than yesterday. And that must be quite good today, considering you're wearing quite thick clothing.
Yeah, it was rather hot yesterday, to say the least, but actually the tweed's really good. I wasn't sweating too much.
Perspiring or glowing, Emily. You know, yeah. You've got this. That's important to make them standard.
Exactly. But no, it's really nice weather, actually. It's perfect for boots because it's not raining just yet, but it's on the verge, so sales will be coming in more.
And back to Exeter after this?
I am, actually. I've only got a week left, and then I go back to Exeter. I've got a year.
Reading?
Politics.
So, well, I'm... got my vote already, Charles. It doesn't matter what, you haven't even said which party, but there we are. You know, I think you're standing.
So much. That's lovely to know.
So, in association with Pharmanor Nutritional Supplements Limited, this is Southside Broadcasting and the Midweek Drive on location at the 2013 Land Rover Burley Horse Trials. And Ed, we have taken Charles' advice from Dewberry because, again, it would have been churlish not to. And we're now delighted to speak to
Andrew
from
Hi Ho Silver.
Andrew, good to connect with your good self here. This is something I think I'm sure I've passed by in times of recent years. Noted the quality of range here. Noted the fascinating fact that people have been sort of swanning into this whole thing. But share with us, what have we got with Hi-Ho? Real jewellery, real people, real life.
Well, we have been coming now to Burley for probably about the last 10 years now as a trade stand with an outside space. And we believe that every year we try and give the guys here the best display of sterling silver jewellery with, what you'd like to say, a sort of an equestrian. There are certain things that are very definitely equestrian for the very, very horsey customers, but everything is country. And that would embody the whole idea that if you buy something from me, I intend you to wear it for life, a bit like a DeBarry boot in many, many ways. The whole idea is you live in this stuff. And you can do exactly as you please in it and mess around to your heart's content and have a lot of fun.
And it's that sense of community that I'm very much picking up on over the last 5 or 6 years from the point of view of Fiona Playford at Really Wild through to our Gillick twins, James and Theo, through to obviously Charles, yourself, from that point of view. It is a case of really this has become the retail experience that used to be in the British High Street.
I think that's an absolutely brilliant example. We have high street shops, but this is the fun element of what we do. You know, we see our business changing. A lot of people are going online, websites, shopping with us is very, very definitely growing, and our shows are very definitely growing. The high street itself, it's very, very difficult to replicate what we do at the shows on the high street. You can't have music, you can't have a drink in the afternoon, you can't have fun generally in a high street store. And I think that is part and parcel of the whole, you say, the camaraderie, also the camaraderie of the shows themselves. You know, it's a very, we call this a lifestyle. Classic quotes in some ways are, I wake up in the morning after 6 months on the shows and I'm at home and I can't reach out and switch the kettle on. But we live a very different lifestyle to lots of other people, and it's a great, great fun thing. When we're having, first time ever, Saturday night, a gang of people coming to our trade stand to have a quiz. We're having a shows-based quiz, which is going to be a right laugh.
Not surprised.
Andrew, whilst we've been talking to you, you've been working at something. This is an example of Hi-Ho Silver. What is it you're holding?
Okay, I just, whilst you were talking to me, yes, I was making a...
Multitasking, Andrew, yeah, very impressive.
That's right, making a bracelet, which nobody believes that I actually do this myself, and I often quite have to sort of show people, but it's one of our best-selling bracelets ever. Design invented by my wife, and it's a leather bracelet, effectively, with a silver snaffle bit across the top of it. retails for £45, so very affordable. And the whole idea with it is exactly as I've said, because it's leather, it's durable, it'll last a long time, and it's got that really nice little silver element to it as well.
And I suppose the other question is, why Hi-Ho Silver? Where did the name come from?
Lone Ranger or Jeff Beck is what I'm thinking about.
Do you know what? It's the Lone Ranger, and in the States there are hundreds of them. And our first ever business partner was
possibly a ghetto blasting in the New York City, but then Ho has a completely different
exactly,
line there.
Exactly, yeah, not quite that one. So, but no, so we set up as the same name as him in the States, and then, but we're now the only Hi-Ho Silver in, well, effectively in Europe. So it's great. I mean, we're known as very, very few people actually call us Hi-Ho Silver. Our brand is Hi-Ho. You know, it's a bit like saying Jules Clothing or Jules, you know, I mean, it's the same sort of thing. So we are Hi-Ho, that's how everybody knows us, but we are Hi-Ho Silver.
Well, of course, there's a Seven Dwarfs connection as well, but perhaps we best not go there either.
Yes.
Off to work we go.
Exactly. You've
got a fabulous team. They're already sort of doing great stuff in the background.
Family team as well.
Do you want to give some name checks?
Family team. We've got my wife, Clem, and my sister-in-law, Suki. We've got mother-in-law, whose 70th birthday it was a couple of days ago. It's my wife and my 16th wedding anniversary today.
Good heavens. Congratulations.
My sons are joining us later today. They've unfortunately had to go to school, and I can't tell school that I need them to come back
but
here.
They learn so much more Andrew.
Honestly, they'll be back here tomorrow, and they man the tills for Saturday and Sunday because we need them. They are, and they're absolutely brilliant. So they're coming up tonight. And yeah, it's a great, great family thing.
And how far have you actually travelled to actually get to Burley today?
We're based down in Somerset. But I've just spent the last 3.5 weeks up in Scotland. I'm sort of on my way home.
We talked about, obviously, folk who can't get to the fabulous countryside experiences to see Hi-Ho, to horse trials and so on. Is there a website people can actually access you on?
Yeah, www.hihosilver.co.uk. That's the place to go.
Andrew, it's been a genuine pleasure just showing some of the quality material you've actually got here. I think bespoke jewellery in many ways is to the fore here. And again, a superlative area. I'm looking forward to the quiz. I'll be particularly interested in finding out how things go.
Who the winners are, yes, exactly. Jules, Du Barry, really wild, it could be anybody.
probably not
Du Barry. Yeah, but my money is on probably the most intelligent Timothy Fox Clothing. They're pretty good.
Well, there we are. That's the story. We'll find that out as the weeks proceed. Andrew, for the moment, many thanks indeed.
Thank you very much indeed.
I think it's the range of exhibitors that always impresses me about Burley, Ed. And also, it's always nice to actually welcome some new exhibitors to the whole area. Eve Victoria Natural Scented Candles are where we are at present, and we're speaking to
Eve Thomas of Eve Victoria Candles.
Brilliant. Now, I noticed, Eve, you've guided me to this side of the stand rather than having me lean over in case I actually set myself alight, which is good. I'm very, very positive about that. Share with us, what have we actually got here?
I say we do a full range of natural scented candles made from 100% soy wax. And we have currently 7 fragrances in our collection. We also do reed diffusers, we do room sprays, we do refills for the diffusers, and we do 4 sizes in the candles as well. So there's something here for everyone.
Ideal, obviously, for the festive season as well. Ed?
I'm guessing you're a company based in Wales. Would I be right?
That's it. We're made in the Brecon Beacons.
Oh, lovely.
Everything's hand-blended and it's all hand-poured near Crickowell in the Brecon Beacons.
Yeah, one of the most beautiful parts of the world I've ever visited, actually. Brecon Cathedral,
Yeah, that's not too far from us. Absolutely. Yeah, that's really local.
So we've got floating candles. They're quite the thing, aren't they?
They're brand new. There, it's the first time we've taken them to a show before, so they've making their debut yesterday, and they have flown out. They're really, really popular. So they come in either the silver or the pink, and yeah, they just make a lovely centrepiece for a table.
And have you been a regular at Burley in previous years?
I haven't, no. It's my first time here, but we'll definitely be back next year. The response we had yesterday was brilliant, and I haven't had much chance to look around the show, but the bits I have seen, it's amazing.
So how old is the business? Because it strikes me as relatively young.
Yeah, it's 12 months old. It was our first year anniversary last month.
Well, congratulations. And you brought a fantastic, glamorous colleague along as well with your good soul.
That's my mum.
No.
Don't you tell me she's my sister.
Absolutely. She's great. So you must be very proud of this whole sort of sequence.
Yes, I am. Yeah, very proud, yeah.
So what do you make of Burley? Had you been here before?
No, we think it's absolutely brilliant. Absolutely fantastic.
Which is fantastic. Eve, back to the notion of how people actually get in touch with your good self. A web address?
Yeah, we have an online store, evictoriacandles.co.uk. That's growing all the time. The website, we just did a big revamp of it. It's brand new, so the shopping section is a real customer experience on there.
Our olfactory sensors are so critical to us. We often kind of forget really how much sort of candles and smells and odours can actually just have an impact on our moods. Was it something to do with that that got you into candle making in the first place?
It was a complete accident. It really was. Mum made a candle on the kitchen hob. She like used essential oils and soy wax, and she literally just melted some wax on the kitchen hob, made me a candle. And she wrapped it all up in nice cellophane and put a big bow on it, and she gave it me as a present. And I thought she'd bought it for me. So then I said, you know, oh, make me another one, another one. And then we did a local village show, just selling a couple of candles. We picked up a trade order from there, and that's how eVictoria was born.
And I've got to say, in terms of a business that's only 12 months old, the quality of the stand, I think, Ed, it's fair to say, it's one of the best we've seen so far.
It's up there with the top. And there's something, as you said, Alex, quite reassuring about the kind of traditional element of a candle. It's kind of irreplaceable, and it's something that we'll always have.
Oh, that means a lot to us. Say, like, with the products, it's exactly what we'd buy ourselves. So the whole brand just represents us, I think, as a brand.
Well, Eve, I think we need to ask, are we happy or are you happy for us to kind of do various follow-up interviews with your good self as eVictoria continues to grow? Because I think here we've got a definite winner on our hands.
Definitely, that'd be awesome. That'd be really, really good.
And where are you going to after this? What's the next series of shows?
Our next show is actually a trade show in Top Drawer in London. That's in Olympia, and that's going to be next week. And then next month in Cardiff, we're opening our first store in the middle of Cardiff Shopping Centre.
Well, it's just getting better and better. Eve from eVictoria and Mum, many thanks indeed.
Thank you very much.